My stoop story begins on a stoop. Yes, a stoop in the 2500 block of West Baltimore Street, my grandmother's home, grandmother Mae Cofield. I was born in West Baltimore, Bon Secours Hospital, and I spent many summers on my grandmother's stoop. I was raised in Detroit, so I'm Baltimore bred, raised in Detroit, but summer raised in Baltimore, and I'm making that clear about my Baltimore roots, because I know there's levels to being in Baltimore, because I did not go to high school here, right? But I spent many, many summers on my grandmother's stoop, scrubbing those stairs. So that, you know, it's a lot of equity that I put in there. So all that to say is that Baltimore is near and dear to me. And when I had the opportunity to come back to Baltimore, I jumped at the chance. So in 2009, I was recruited by W.R. Grace to come to their headquarters in Columbia, Maryland, to lead commercialization of materials for their biofuels business, innovation, so a part of their new product innovation team. And for me, it was really a culmination of a lot of work in my career. So let me back up. My background is biology and chemistry. I grew up on the science part of STEM, and I worked many years for DuPont, W.R. Grace, which brought me back here to Baltimore, and then Cabot Corporation, headquartered in Boston. And here's a plot twist in another stoop story. In 2015, I went to work for Cabot. And then after about 2 years, I had a global job. I was my home here in Baltimore, traveling to Boston, where Cab was headquartered. But in 2017, very much still, you know, living in this aftermath of Freddie Gray, I had a desire to not just work closer to home physically, but closer to home in terms of things I really cared about. And that's Baltimore City, it's my community. And so, you know, as I'm thinking this through, I'm sharing this story on my stoop. And I'm sharing this story on my stoop on a really significant day, Stoopscape. Now, many people here in the audience know about Stoopscape, right? So my husband and I, when I moved back to Baltimore, we bought a home in Bolton Hill. Bolton Hill is really a in the center of the Artscape footprint. And every Saturday of Artscape, we host a stoop party. And it's a convening, right? It's more than a party. It's a gathering of friends. It started with maybe about 10 people, you know, just next door neighbors, across the street neighbors. But over the years, it's grown to, you know, maybe 200 people throughout the course of the day, right? And it's a true convening. And it's when the Stoopscape in 2017, I'm on the stoop and I'm talking to people about, you know, this transition I want to make in my professional journey. And I got a chance to tell that story on the stoop to, at that time, the mayor, Mayor Pugh. She attended. And I'll never forget what she said. And she said, Kendra, we need your talents right here in Baltimore City. Like Boston, you know, Boston's gonna be fine. We need you right here. And that struck me. Long story short, I applied for a role in the mayor's office and I was appointed the director of the mayor's office of sustainable solutions. And what that meant at the time is that I was charged with reinvigorating what was known as CityStat. And CityStat is famous. It's created in Baltimore, known around the world as a performance management measurement system to drive government, right? So I was charged with taking on this you know, important task, but really reimagining it, reinvigorating, doing things differently, using data, using all that, you know, I brought to the table from my my long-term business development technology science career, using data, using technology, building on innovation, creating teams, to take that to this mission to reinvigorate CityStat, but to do it in alignment with some of the cities, meeting the needs of the city and taking on some of the top challenges, which Baltimore, public safety, and violence reduction. And so what I was able to do, create a team of performance data analysts. We looked at the data. We pinpointed 7 historically violent neighborhoods in the city. And then, not coincidentally, you know, that data also showed that service delivery was not the best there. And so what we did that was different is that we not just looked at that data, looked at opportunities to build new solutions. We brought all of the top agency leaders together every day to look at the data, to build on solutions, to communicate, to collaborate. And what we did is we focused on, you know, all those things outside of policing, the things we know that changes a person's life, changes their neighborhood, changes a community. And that's public health initiatives, that's economic development, that's the rec centers, making sure they're open and available, that's lighting, that's going door to door, talking to people about employment and opportunity. And we made a difference. In many of those neighborhoods, we saw a tremendous decrease in violence, and we reduced service delivery times by over 50%. And then there was a plot twist, because politics did what politics does. And I made another change, another career transition to nonprofit leadership. But specifically to empower, because you've heard that saying that talent is equally distributed, but opportunity and access is not, right? And so that became very clear to me while working in City Hall. And when I was thinking about, well, what is it that I want to do next that connects me to that passion, to that awareness, it was going deep in that area of providing access to opportunity as a driver for economic mobility. And I do that with Empower. So Empower, our mission is economic mobility through tech. And that tech is IT, cybersecurity, it's cloud computing, it's software engineering. And we are providing the training, the professional development, but the access to really high-paying careers, a great way to get your foot in the door. And this is what's needed as we think about redefining industry. It's creating new pathways. It's about doing things differently, right? So we are, you know, looking toward the future. We have AI in front of us. We have clean energy. We have advanced manufacturing in space in front of us. All these opportunities to do new things, but also to think about opportunity for people who've been have had limited access. So as we think about redefining industry, you know, let's think about, you know, my story, you know, started on a stoop, about redefining myself, about redefining how we look at problems. So I'm proud of this work that I get to do. I'm proud of the work that I get to do with so many other people. I see United Way of Central Maryland. We're united in the house. We get to do that work together to provide access to people, friends from iMentor, friends from the Tech Hub Coalition, the Fort Meade Alliance, so many great organizations and people doing great things here in Baltimore, and I'm proud to be a part of that. Thank you.